It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. The child tax credit. I learned from the Washington Examiner that the House of Representatives has passed an enhancement of the child tax credit. It reads this way. The main tax legislation expands the child tax credit by changing the calculation of the credit on a per-child basis to make it more generous. It would also increase the maximum refundable amount per child from $1,600 to $1,800 in last year's taxes, $1,924 this year's, and $2,025, a change that will benefit lower-income families. Will it? I welcome Véronique de Régis of the Mercatus Center, writing most recently at the National Review Online about the child tax credit and other government programs, such as Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, a.k.a. SNAP, the Earned Income Tax Credit, also known as EITC, and the Child Tax Credit. Véronique, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. Congress is pleased with itself. The House of Representatives has moved on the Child Tax Credit in exchange for other adjustments for the tax code. You are not an admirer of this game that's going on in Washington. Why not? Doesn't this enhance the income of lower-income families? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So yeah, I mean, it does enhance the income of lower income families and single parent in particular. But that's not really my issue with it. My issue is more, I mean, I have a lot of issue with the child tax credit as a matter. I don't like the government carving the tax code to distribute some benefits to some Americans and not others. And here on the basis of having children. But that's not here, like, my real concern. My real concern is, like, that this extension of the child tax credit is once again basically extending for lower-income people the income they get from non-work, making it harder for them to decide to work more. And effectively, I'm upset that we're favoring non-work for work, but also, I mean, non-marriage for work. And so that's really what, in the end, it's all about for me, because there's a lot of conversation about the child tax credit in isolation, but it's not the right way to look at it. You have to look at it in the context of all the transfers from the federal government and the state governments, by the way, to lower income earners. And when you do that, you realize that it's just hard to make the decision to work more.
I come to a formula that you provide in your piece from the Wall Street Journal. This is magic. You earn $20,000 a year as a single mom with children at $20 an hour. Okay, but if you increase your work, full-time work, and earn $40,000 a year, your income only increases by $3,400. Now, I'm not great on subtraction, but that seems irregular. What happens? Why don't you earn more money if you double your income?
So because you lose a lot of the benefits that you used to have. So the less money you make, the bigger your benefits. That said, it's not completely true. I mean, there's some small incentive to work a little that are built into our transfer, but certainly to make a move from making $20,000 a year to $40,000 a year means that you're effectively replacing almost $20,000 of benefits transfers that you were getting without working with your work. So the only real increase in income that you get after you add up your work and the transfer is effectively, it's an effective increase in income of $3,400 because of all the transfer income you lose.
There's an illustration, and it has something called a cliff at $39,000. What is that?
So the cliff, it's at $39,000, the $1,000 a month of food stamps that a family receive, that a family of like a single parent with three children would get, or actually it's all family of four, would get $1,000 a month. So that's roughly $12,000 a year, or I guess it's maybe a little less, but that goes away. So food stamps don't have a ton of work incentives built into them, but there's this big cliff that happens at $39,000 for a single family with three children.
If the aim is to move people out of poverty, this doesn't satisfy. So what would work? Should they maintain the SNAP and the other programs? There's rent subsidy too that's not taken into account here.
So these are the things I talked about in this post, is the impact on total earning of three programs, really. And that's SNAP, the Earned Income Tax Credit, and the Child Tax Credit, including its extension that the House passed yesterday. And there are many other programs, including an Earned Income Tax Credit at the state level and a Child Tax Credit at the state level, Medicaid. There's some energy assistance, there's some housing assistance. So there's even more. But the real question, right, is do we think that lower-income Americans are more likely to get out of poverty when most of the income they earn comes from work or from government transfer? I think that it's a good thing to help lower-income Americans, but not to the point that they become only or mostly reliant on non-work income. And the problem is because these as we see with numbers like the one in our system, it's just really hard for a parent, especially a single parent, to decide that it's really worth to actually give a chance to work, because they're getting a lot of money from the government, and if they make efforts to earn more through work, they're going to lose this. So, and they're not only going to lose this, which means that basically they're not going to make that much more, if any, than what they were doing when they worked less and were getting that transfer.
30 seconds. Does Congress know this, to your knowledge? Do they know that they're not helping much?
Well, I think some know, but I think most people don't think about the impact, for instance, of the child tax credit in the context of the other transfer that already exists. And it's the fault of economists, because we very often talk about the merits or the problems with these programs in isolation, when really they should be actually looked. It's the interaction between all of them that we should look at.
Veronique de Rougy for the Mercatus Center, writing at the National Review Online. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, and dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display so you focus on important things like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.